You're listening to Native Spirituality Circle, a series on stories, teachings, culture, and history on Native American spirituality. Boise Fort Elder Char Lewis talks about spirituality at an event on Friday, June 1st, 2018 at the Boise Fort Tribal Center in Net Lake, Minnesota.
I still haven't forgiven the Creator for taking my daughter, and that was a secret thing I kept. And then it festered, and it festered, and it festered, and pretty soon I was on a drunk again. And when I sobered up, I felt so bad, that guilt. So I went and seen a medicine woman, you know, she was from Red Lake, and she said, you have to deal with that, but you're going to have to go that spiritual way. That's how I started my spiritual journey. And remember, this is my walk. And I would never, ever do anything to hurt anybody. Never. I wouldn't talk about them. I don't want anybody feeling bad because I said bad words. As time went on and I began to heal, I went to sweat lodges. And one of the sweat lodges I was in, I went to Red Lake. I went to Adam Lusher. He was the kindest man I ever met. You know, when I tell him of my daughter, he would allow me to cry and then say, oh, geezer, you know, don't be a baby. And out of that came a dream. And in that dream, this lady came to me. And she had something in a buffalo robe. And I didn't want it. I didn't know what it was. And then finally, the fourth night when she came, I finally took it and I said to her, if I don't want this, I'm going to give it back to you. And I opened it up. And it was a pipe. Same pipe I dreamt about. Everything for the color, everything. And I felt her hair on my arms. It was like horse hair. I tell these things because it's the truth and this is who I am and how I came to be. One of the things with sobriety that I liked is that it's like our way of life. You always look at yourself. Always. Today I went out to the ceremony place. I made a dish. I talked to Ojibwe. I told those spirits, Mani Dus, I need your help. I took a walk, I said. Dean Chenakasa Nimigun, my name is Dancing Snow. A wolf named me. I come from the north direction. That's the direction I come from. So it took me, I'd say about 20 years to find out who I am. 20 years. I've had, even down in cities when I was involved in, I hate to say that, but in politics. I had to be because I was a chair. When I was 20 years old, I was a chair of the board of directors because I opened my big mouth. And I wanted to know why our people weren't getting as much as the other people. Why is that? Next thing I know, I'm sitting on the chair of the board of directors. But I fought along a lot of times for my people, for the people. I've been to many ceremonies, different tribes. And one of the things I realized too is that we're all related because we're Indians or whatever you choose to call yourself. Me, I say Anishinaabe. But I walk humbly. I never, even if someone wants to give me some news or something new, news or something, I just listen. You know, I enjoy people. I've learned to love people. I have a lot of friends that from all over Minnesota and the United States and Canada. But it was an honor to do this because I began to think about my walk, and I'm getting ready to do another ceremony. And but you know, the thing is, the Creator always sent me somebody to come and help me, and I always kept my mind open. That's the key. Don't let that judgment get into your mind. That human side, you know, that sometimes it's good, but, and I always think to myself, how would someone feel if I was mean to them? My dad used to teach my brothers to respect women. He said, you came from one. So anyway, these are a lot of the things that I've gone through. And I still walk my walk, even though I hear rumors and stuff. But it makes me stronger because I just have to smile to myself. And I just make another pot of cedar tea. Because that's what keeps me healthy. I almost died last year when I went through the therapy with my thyroid. But all these, I drank Indian medicine. That's all I did. They gave me some other stuff, but I didn't do it. And I've seen other medicine people. And that's what got me through. And so whenever I see an elder, I always try to go by them. When I was younger, I'd go by them and sit by them and go get them coffee. You want a cup of coffee? You want some water? You want some bishwajagan? You want, you know, I'd go ask them. That's what my grandma taught me, to respect. You don't have to love the person, but to respect them. There's a lot of power in that for yourself. Migwich for listening. Kekawaba men. Minawa. I forgot that little joke I was going to say. I heard this long time ago. I'd say maybe when I was 17, 18. And this elder was talking. And we were closing up because we did a workshop. And he said, well, I want to say a joke, he said. So everybody was like, okay, we want to hear this joke. He said there was four gods. You're going on a trip. You're going to go on a vacation. He said, well, where are you going to put your power at? He said. That God was thinking, I'm going to put it in the ocean where man will never, ever, ever think about going down there. And the other one's looking at him. He says, where are you going to put your power? He said, I'm going to put mine up in the mountains. He said, man won't think about going up there. Finally, that other one, he was thinking, he said, well, where are you going to put yours at? I'm going to put it inside man. He'll never think about looking in there. Think about it. See you. Go up a minute.
Thanks for listening to Native Spirituality Circle. Brought to you by KBFT 89.9 FM, Boyce Fort Tribal Radio, and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.